I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. Oh, it's a party song. Nick Jonas isn't in Dunce, is he?
No, that's Joe.
Okay. Nick Jonas is hosting SNL.
Did you just call it Dunce?
Yes.
Yes.
Dunce.
I do love that song, though. That's a good song. Boy, those Jonas Brothers. Woo! They have given us so much. That song.
He's hosting SNL, though, huh?
And he's the musical guest. Nick Jonas is. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes
really?
Sense.
Really? What's he promoting? Do we have a new song by him?
He has a record coming out. I want to say I read March 12th. Something like that. But don't worry, you guys. Don't worry. The Jonas Brothers will never break up again. They've promised us that. Mm. Even though they're going to have their own solo pursuits.
You're right, Sarah. Third solo album, March 12th.
He's amazing. He just
Look
keeps
at you
putting
go.
Out
I know, that's crazy.
Well, you listen, I'm very tuned into the Jonas Brothers universe.
Oh. I was thinking about this. Imagine you're an artist and you've worked really hard on a record.
Mm-hmm.
Really hard. Mm. Like, this is your best work. And now it's going to get
crossed.
Released. You've been waiting. You've done the artwork. And it's going to get released.
Ooh.
What is the hope that you even sell 10,000 records?
Well, the hope is real. I mean, the chances of that are,
There used to be, there was a time, I know this is, hey kids, sit down, I'm going to tell you a story about the olden days.
We should have some old-timey music ready for the olden days stuff.
What
when we talk.
There were bands that could release a record that would sell a million copies the first week. And
boom,
now,
like that.
I bet you that even the biggest bands don't sell 10,000, maybe they sell 60,000
like
worldwide.
Like physical units, they don't even print them up, right? They expect them to get streamed. Bryn, try like Country Time. Lemonade soundtrack. That'd be a country time the way lemonade used to be. Whatever that is. Let's have that. Whenever we start talking about the olden days, even like days before 2020, back when we were so young and innocent and we didn't know what was coming for us. And it's still here and won't leave. And when is that happening?
Look at Bryn's face.
I don't know.
Doesn't appear to be anything under Country
for?
Time Lemonade.
Yeah, this is not. No, I'm looking for banjos and acoustic guitars gently strummed on a front porch.
How about music from old time, black and white, no audio, no movies, Charlie Chaplin or the.
Aren't those a little Benny Hill-ish? I don't know. Yes. But fine, something maybe with a slightly out of tune honky-tonk piano, a little.
How's that?
That's perfect. Good. What do you think, Vin? Is this our old-timey music?
Back in the old days.
I already shot the load, so to speak, which is to say that I don't think that anybody saw. I downloaded the new Weezer record.
Yeah.
I wonder how many Weezer records were. OK Human is what it was called, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many people got that thing, actually bought it.
You know what's funny? I actually spent a lot of time looking at the album art online.
Yeah.
And I didn't buy that or download it because anytime I want it, I just ask for it and it plays. So I don't spend any time with that. So, but I was looking at the album and staring at the cover. It's a really cool drawing that they did. And I even saw the making of it, some of the rough drafts of it. And I was like, this is what I miss. I miss saving up my money, going to the record store, deciding between this album that I love and that album that I, oh boy, which one am I gonna, All right, I'm going to go with this one. Next week, I'll save up my allowance. I'll try and get that one. And I'd go home with it, and it was big, and you'd open it up, and then you pull out the sleeve, and there'd be, like, the lyrics written on there, and there's all the things the band had to say for itself, and the album art, and oh, and there it was on your, and you take your little, your record album cleaning kit, and you'd run that little duster over the top of it, make sure your stylus was clean, and then you'd gently put it on the first track. Put your headphones on, sit back. There, see, Bryn, that's not bad. That's pretty good. It's a little fast.
There you go. That's
I want it to be like a little more reminiscent or something. I like the very beginning of the
something from
one.
A Disney movie? Like,
let's see here. We're going to spend this entire break like, looking
anyway,
at time music.
The point is, I bet you that, and I can't even find a number. I don't have a number for what they sold. And in fact, everything when
you
I
mean
looked
physically?
It up, said, stream it now. Mm-hmm. Stream it now.
Right.
So they're not even trying to sell them, I guess, but dang, that's got to stink.
Yeah, it's a whole new world, Vinny. And where are they just cranky old people left behind? Oh, yeah, that's nice.
There you go.
That's it. There, right, we got
I'll
a little fiddle.
Right, I'll save this right there.
That sounds like a stand-up bass. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, let's come back to modern days, modern right, times. We haven't good. Even started yet, and we're 10 minutes in. Here we go. This first look at Celebrity Trash is, I just know this thing's going to load any second now. Oh, my God, my computer has behaved so well to this point, and now when I actually need it, I'm getting a big FU on this one. Oh, boy.
Nice, computer.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy Friday.
Okay, computer. Can we please? There we go. Oh.
Thank God for printers.
You. Oh, my God. I don't have one of those. And I definitely don't have enough paper. All right. Here, Bill, in days, we print everything out. We just have it right in front of us.
I got this new printer for over here, so I'm all set up. And that thing, I cannot. My tech department is at the other house.
Oh,
I am so
no.
bummed. It works, but it puts a page of paper, blank paper, in between every print.
Oh, no.
So I have to go through and pull out the paper
and then stack all that back in.
Yeah.
It's a dot matrix printer.
Such a pain in the you know what. Here's another thing I gotta
all right, hold on, guys.
I
gotta
start.
Wait for this thing to be done printing and then we can talk, all right? So just hold tight. These things don't happen in mere seconds. All right. The Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by the Serenvity Saturday Morning Special. Oh, we're not done.
Oh,
we have another
right.
show tomorrow. You wake up this time tomorrow. I don't know what your schedule is, but if you're up, turn us on because we're on every Saturday now too. 6 days a week, 6 to 10. Amazing. How did they make us do this? So you can catch all the best clips of the Serenvity Morning Show on Saturdays. Listen from 6 to 10. Every Saturday. A lot of people, you know, last night during our disastrous random hookup, mm-hmm. a lot of people were asking, hey, can we get a podcast of the Saturday Morning Special? And we said, if you have listened to this week's show, you don't actually need that.
Mm-hmm.
You've already got it. It's clips from this week's
show. You can
shows.
Compile your own best of show
can,
if you want
yes,
to.
Yes, you could actually say, hey, why did you leave this thing off of there? Mm-hmm. Just put that
so
on there.
I'm guessing the answer is no.
Yeah, so it turns out the answer is no.
The answer is kind of like a no and a yes. It's like, no, we're not going to have that because it already exists
already
as a podcast
there.
Over
right.
there. Right. So somebody who's a loyal listener is going to be like, why is this repeating for me?
But do you think that maybe it would be worth it? Like, you know how certain ones are separate for us? Like there's the Lost 30. I don't think that automatically downloads if you
now.
Only subscribe. Oh, it does
show.
Now? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we make this one separate so that they can...
You
that way they don't
ideas.
Have to suffer
let's,
through
let's
the rest
later.
Of our show. Okay, fine. I'll just move on to stories.
Sarah.
Here we go. Sarah Gaga. That is not her name. Lady Gaga is her name.
Uh-huh.
She has offered $500,000 reward after someone shot her dog walker and stole her dogs. It seems like a pretty posh job. I'm going to walk Lady Gaga's. I go to her house. I take her three dogs out. No matter where she is in the world, I get to hang out there. This guy almost got killed. This guy's name is Ryan Fisher. That's Lady Gaga's dog walker. He was out with her three French bulldogs, Gustav, Koji, and Miss Asia. And at about 9:40 p.m., and by the way, there is video of this from someone's Ring camera. Mm-hmm. And it's horrific. Yeah, it's like, we're so not bad. Going to play you this, but you see this guy get shot. You see the attackers. It's awful.
They shoot him at point blank range.
They're right there, and it's a semi-automatic. Like they.
Oh, I would have thought that it was like a .22 handgun because
he survived. They're right, calling it a semi-automatic handgun. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know anything about guns. When I hear semi-automatic, it makes me think, "Oh Jesus, they didn't even have to squeeze off the." They're not saying how. Yesterday we had heard 4 shots to the chest. Now I'm hearing an unnamed number of shots to the stomach, which they say a gut shot is absolutely
even
the worst.
Even that, though, if it was a 9mm, that guy would have died, I think. I mean,
I have no idea. I don't know the difference between 22 sounds worse than 9, but.
No. Yeah, you're right, but it's not.
I don't know. Because a 45 is really, really bad, right?
Really, yeah, that's one of those.
So why
that's
is
Clint
9?
Gun.
I mean,
that's,
right?
That's sometimes they say the 22 could be worse because it's smaller, but it'll bounce around inside of you, so it's not as easy to take out, or in some cases, yeah. You know what I mean?
It bounces around?
Some of the bigger bullets that would just go straight
like
through
your
shoulder.
Like I'm a human bullet pinball machine?
Yeah, it'll hit a bone, and then it just makes it more difficult for the surgeon to remove the bullet, and it's just a nightmare, yeah.
It's all a nightmare. Anytime there's a bullet in me, nightmare.
Anyway, it is really surprising to hear that this is a thing, this walking your dog, because people want these French bulldogs because they're so expensive, that it can get you killed or punched in the... That lady, the video, you can look it up, pull her up. She's someone who got punched straight, square in the face. A lady just out walking her dog in San Francisco, and they punched her in the face, took her dog. She's got, you know, She got hammered full fist into the face. It's terrible.
Mm.
That's not cool.
It's so scary to think that you're doing this thing that's a pain in the ass anyway. Come on, let's go for our walk. Come on, kid, let's go. And then someone's going to come and take the dog and punch you in the face.
And maybe she looked forward to it
I've always thought,
as long as the weather's okay, walking the dog's fine. It's good for me to get off the couch and go for a quick walk. So I don't mind it. But if you're in the city and you've been punched in the face, I'm guessing, and they took your dog, so you don't have to walk anymore. But you're certainly not going to want to do that anymore.
Well, there would never be a time when you didn't think about it.
Right.
That's for sure. You know, every rustle of every leaf, you're like, oh, God, I'm going to get attacked again. Mm-hmm. It's awful. It's so terrible. And your little dog that loves you and expects you to protect it has been taken by ruffians. Who are these hooligans?
Well, I
are
don't know
gonna
that
feed
they're
going to... Are they going to give it plenty of love?
I don't know that they'll get a return on this $500K that's up for offer, but it's good of her to offer it, at least for the man's sake.
It's got nothing to do with the man. She hasn't said one word about the guy who walks her dogs. This is a no questions asked, give me back my dogs, $500,000. Of course, the police will probably have some questions, is my guess, because of the guy who got shot. But and so really no statement from Lady Gaga so far, other than $500,000. So Wednesday night, Ryan Fisher, Lady Gaga's dog walker, takes her 3 bulldogs out. A couple of thieves jump out of a car at about 9:40. They yell at Ryan to give it up. He actually puts up a fight. Mm-hmm. But these guys are not messing around, and it gets him shot. They shot him in the stomach with a semi-automatic handgun. They're not. Yesterday they were saying 4 bullets. Today they're not saying anything about that. The thieves got away with Gustav and Koji. Miss Asia took off that dog.
Oh, that's why that dog didn't get caught, because it
she
split.
She got away, and then she, after they pulled away, she came back to the dog walker. And he's laying there all hurt, and he's holding her. So he was laying on the ground, so she's safe.
You know, this is one of those weird things, and I wouldn't want to advise anybody on how to handle things. But if someone walked up to me and said, whatever thing I had, give me your surfboard. I'd be like, well, we're going to have to fight for it. I can't just hand you my stuff. That's not happening.
They have a gun out. You don't fight for it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know what someone's next step from there is. And, right. and I can, but I can see why someone would say, I can't just give you my crap, dude.
No.
That's not happening.
And this isn't my crap. Gaga's These three crap. Crappers are Lady Gaga's.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't. That's a tough one. That is really. And it, but if you could do everything in hindsight, you'd go, getting shot over dogs is not nearly worth it.
Right.
Here, take the dogs. Have
but
a
if
good
he
one.
Hadn't got shot, I bet Gaga would have fired him. I'm just kidding.
Can't win.
No, there's no winning in this thing. He's actually better off being shot. He's not better off. He is okay.
No, he's not.
His name, by the way, in case you're just joining us, we're talking about Lady Gaga's dogs got stolen from her dog walker, who's named Ryan Fisher. He is okay. Ryan is recovering well, they say, at the hospital. As for the dogs, she's got $500,000 reward for their return, no questions asked, which she might not, but there are plenty of other people who have some questions. It wasn't just a dog napping. There was an attempted murder.
Yeah.
So, end game here, I don't know. My guess is these people didn't know they were stealing Gaga's dogs. This guy, I guess, used the same route every single day, same mm-hmm. time, same every time. Single day to walk. So, right. they... knew these dogs were there. Somebody had said, hey, guys, just a heads up, eh? So they might be just trying to... Now I'm sure they know they have Gaga's dogs, and so that makes it tougher to get rid of the dogs. Because if I found out you were offering up Lady Gaga's dogs, and I might even go, let me look at these pictures of these... I'm sure there's pictures of her dogs on social media or whatever. Mm-hmm.
I can only guess. I would have to think... Look, first of all, criminals get caught because they talk. That's because they're dumb, because they right. open their yaps and they get themselves caught because they told somebody who went, that's the guy.
Or they
Especially
posted it on Facebook.
$500,000. Yeah, that's the guy. Can I have my money, please?
Give
so there's
half,
that. Man. But you'd think that that wouldn't be about Lady Gaga's dogs in particular. It would be more about the quick $10,000 I can get for this little two-year-old pup.
At the time of the shooting, Gaga is in Italy. I don't know what her deal is now. She's shooting a Ridley Scott movie called Gucci. She hasn't said anything publicly about the dog walker. I'm going to assume that she's going to cover that guy's bills and that she does care about him, even though the $500,000 has nothing to do with getting anybody arrested, supposedly. The car was a white Nissan Altima. They don't have any suspects yet. The video is out there. It's somebody's Ring camera, and it's awful. If you love awful videos, that's for you. We're not going to play it for you. They're saying here, French bulldogs can go for more than $10,000, but a stolen dog wouldn't have its official paperwork, so that's probably worth closer to $2,000. But if someone knows there were, maybe some people would want to buy Lady Gaga's dog and would pay more for it, but they're saying a stolen dog is worth less because it doesn't have papers.
Mm.
For whatever, so whatever those are worth, $8,000.
$2,000 is pretty good money when you think about it. Unfortunately,
yeah, still not
shooting someone over $2,000 seems
right extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Desperate people. And I just wanted to get this. I know we have a lot of burners in the audience. People love them. Some Burning Man, and it is on.
You going this year?
Nope. It was canceled last year, as you know. We all thought, oh, maybe it'll be over by the end of the summer and we can do it. They moved it online. And they're saying that with the potential vaccinations that everyone could be getting, that the show might go on in 2021. As for now, they're still pretty noncommittal about the status of this year's event, but burners are just waiting by their email.
Picture
inbox.
with me for a moment, if you will. Sarah Clark.
Yes.
In knee-high boots.
Oh, yeah.
Bun huggers.
Oh.
A furry vest type thing.
Right.
Goggles. And a cowboy hat.
Like how her face is horrified.
On LSD. I'm not
done. Oh, yeah.
On LSD.
Okay.
Running around in the desert.
Is there sand in every crack?
There's sand
just everywhere.
Every place sand can go.
Mm. So then what do I do with this picture? How would I like it?
Yeah.
I'm anti that.
You're not into it?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I, you know, I was a little jealous when John went, and I was watching like the live feeds and stuff the first time he went. And he came back, and he was like a gray guy. He was gray top to bottom. And it took like three showers for him to not be bleeding dust from every crack. And every, by the way, if you think you look old now, stand out there on the playa for a couple of days.
Yeah, but did he have the time of his life?
He seemed a little out of it, actually, when he got back. Whoa. So
right. 2 days on LSD will do that. Yeah. There's no question that stuff will take it out of you.
There was some running out naked into the desert. I don't know. I just vaguely heard and went, I'm glad you had fun, dear. So no, it's not for me. But for lots of people who love Burning Man, they're all waiting to hear. And they haven't made a decision about this year's event. But with vaccinations, they might actually be able to pull it off. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I have two different stories about badass women.
Oh.
After these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.